We have this continuing theme in our readings, and really from the last few weeks, of Christ as the light of the world. Kind of an ongoing theme pretty much since the Feast of the Epiphany, so a little over a month now. And it's a message that we need to hear. We need to hear this message of this light coming into the world. In this world that is darkened by sin, there is this message that there is a light, that there is an escape from that sin which holds us all bound. And of course, we've talked quite a bit about how our Lord is that light. He is that light that has come into the world to scatter the darkness of sin from the world. Last week, we talked about how we are to see that light shining in others. We are to see our Lord in those around us, in our friends, our neighbors, our relatives, those that we encounter every day. How we are to serve and love our Lord by serving and loving those around us. Well, as disciples, we need to allow that light of Christ to shine through us. As our Lord says in the Gospel, "Your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." Well, this Gospel should convict us as disciples, because I'm sure we realize that we don't always let the light of Christ shine in our lives. We sometimes might block it. To use the analogy that our Lord uses, we put that bushel basket over the light of Christ. We allow the sin, which is darkness. Sin is darkness that prevents that light of Christ from shining. And every time we commit a sin, it's like putting that bushel basket over the light. You know, anytime we're petty, we're selfish, we're argumentative, whatever our sins happen to be, when we seek our wills instead of God, or we refuse to follow God's commandments, to follow our own desires, we prevent that light from shining. We block that light of Christ from radiating through us into the whole world, lighting up the whole world. As disciples, we need to let that light shine. We need to let that light radiate out into that world, dispel that darkness of sin. We need to have humility instead of pride. We need to have forgiveness instead of holding on to grudges. We need to be self-sacrificing instead of selfish. Basically, we need to seek God's will and His commands instead of our will and our own desires. To let that light shine, we're called to follow, as the prophet Isaiah says in the second reading, "Share your bread with the hungry, shelter the oppressed and the homeless, clothe the naked when you see them, and do not turn your back on your own." In short, we are called to perform the works of mercy. And I'm sure everybody remembers those corporal and spiritual works of mercy that we all learned and probably memorized and forgot. And we see them once in a while and we forget. But those works of mercy that we are called to do, to let that light of Christ shine through us. The corporal works of mercy: feed the hungry, give drink to the thirsty, clothe the naked, visit the imprisoned, shelter the homeless, visit the sick, and bury the dead. And then those spiritual works of mercy we are called to do: admonish the sinner, instruct the ignorant, counsel the doubtful, comfort the sorrowful, bear wrongs patiently, forgive all injuries, and pray for the living and the dead. Now, to be clear, that we are called, if we are to be the light of Christ in the world, that we are the called to be the ones to do these things, these works of mercy. Not the government, not this organization or that organization, or this people and that people, but us, each and every one of us are individually called to perform these works of mercy, to allow the light of Christ to radiate from us. If we dedicate our lives to doing these works of mercy, we can allow that light to shine in this world. We are challenged to be like St. Paul in the second reading, who said, "I came to you with a demonstration of spirit and power." You know, he tells us that not words, not eloquent words are what matter, but the fact that he allows the Holy Spirit to work in him. We are called to do the same. We are called to let the Holy Spirit to work in and through us, so that light will shine in and through us. So may we be that light on the lampstand that is giving light to all around us, that light of Christ to all around us. and remove from our lives those bushel baskets, those sins that hide the light, and allow that light to shine through us for the salvation of the world.